You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Coming up.
The reason it isn't okay is because of the orifice that it is.
This government look like they're doing a really good job for LGBT people.
Yeah.
But they're fucking not.
A Gay and a Non-Gay is a podcast from James Barr and Dan Hudson. They're like a lovely little couple, except they're not.
Yo, yo, yo.
Yo! Welcome to A Gay and a Non-Gay. One of us thinks Def Leppard is, what, a leopard that can't hear? The other knows they're a band? One of us is gay, one of us isn't. I'm James Barr, that's Dan Hudson.
Yes, welcome along. Don't forget you can support us at Patreon, gayandongay.com/donate for ad-free episodes.
Yeah, here's an ad now. Enjoy.
Welcome to A Gay and a Non-Gay.
The UK government, Priti Patel, who's the Home Secretary, has decided to finally pardon people who were arrested or got convictions for being homosexual in the past.
Yeah.
So when being gay was illegal in this country, people were arrested and given criminal records. And now you can apply to be officially pardoned for a whole host of different homosexual acts that were previously not pardonable. Is that the right word?
No, but yeah, it makes sense.
No, but yeah. Anyway, that's great news. But I don't know if it's because like I'm getting older and I'm becoming a bit jaded, but I saw that and I immediately thought, oh, that's great. And then went, oh, but wait a second, that's actually not great. Because no disrespect meant at all, but a lot of these people are probably dead. These are our ancestors and they deserve to be pardoned. But firstly, you have to apply for it, which they physically cannot
do.
Well,
the family... presumably you can do
it. The family can, sure. But actually, it's like, cool, you're helping out people from the past, but shouldn't you be helping out gay people in the present? And by doing that and getting all over the news, it makes this government look like they're doing a really good job for LGBT people.
Yeah.
But they're fucking not, because gay conversion therapy is still a never-ending consultation whilst they just check with religious peeps that it's cool to, like, not mentally abuse gay people.
Yeah,
I love that you're just going, yeah, because
he's right. And I knew that this was going to be your angle, and you're right
to just go, yeah, because we've discussed this so much. I don't want to bore everyone, but it's really annoying. And then of course Priti Patel is putting in this new refugee bill, which means, if you haven't looked into it, and this is me at a cursory glance, but basically what's going to happen is, if it goes through parliament, it means that you'll have to go through official channels to be allowed to enter this country. So you have to apply for refugee status and be given it before you can come here. If you come here otherwise, that's a criminal offense and you can be arrested.
Yeah.
Now, gay people can't do that, because if you're gay and the reason you want to seek asylum in the United Kingdom, it's probably because it's not safe to be gay in, say, Afghanistan or Russia or wherever it is you're fleeing. Therefore, you can't put yourself at risk by applying to be a refugee and do so saying you're gay.
Yeah.
Also, how do you provide evidence for that? So she's effectively blocking thousands of gay people from refugee status in the UK.
Yeah.
All the while pretending that she's really great by pardoning all these, bless them, rest in peace, dead people. Now, as I said, I'm all for that. But what I'm not for is her or anyone in this government pretending that they're great for LGBT people, because a 20-year-old me would have looked at that headline and been like, oh my God, amazing. Yes, love this government. Woo! But no, hon. I'm not okay with it anymore. And I'm just fed up. So that's all I needed to say, really.
Was this when you were on the Conservative Pride bus?
Oh my God, I can't believe you're bringing that up. What are you doing?
Pride.
What are you doing? Yes. So, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Have I?
You had a whale of a time.
When I was 19, 20, yes, I was on a Conservative Pride float at Brighton Pride. I was the DJ.
Really?
And everyone, can I say this? A lot of people were popping E's.
They don't call them the Conservative Party for nothing. Including the Conservative representatives for...
Possibly, I can't, I wouldn't be able to tell you. But I do know that a lot of people on that float were white, gay, cis men.
Right.
Some had been in porn, some hadn't. And so it's very not the Conservative Party at all.
Conservative porn?
I don't know. And a lot of people were popping E's.
Right.
Now...
Tories.
So, yeah, what a party that was. But this was a long time ago. This is the one time I'm not going to pretend to be 25. This was a long time ago. And, yeah, I had no idea then what the Conservative Party even was.
Putting the party in Conservative
Party.
Yeah,
okay, we got it. We got it the first time, Dan.
A gay and a non-gay.
When you were in New York, I was like, fuck it. I went to Gran Canaria.
Nobody goes on as many holidays as James.
That's not true.
James has been in the last month.
No, I only went to 3 places in the pandemic.
That's not true. You've been to 3 places in the last 2 months.
Where?
Well, you went to... Where have you been? Gran Canaria?
Yes.
You went to Paris.
Oh, I did go to Paris.
And you went to Mexico.
But I'd forgotten.
Right, okay.
So, yeah,
well,
Paris...
I'm here to remind you.
Thank you. So, Paris, Puerto Vallarta, Ibiza, and Gran Canaria. I went on those holidays. Anyway, I booked Gran Canaria last minute because I didn't have anything to do for 2 weeks. And I just thought, well...
Well, that's not true. There's a fair amount of gay on gay historic admin.
Yeah,
that
but, you know,
doing.
I wanted a holiday and I needed...
Right, so that's not...
I deserved to take a break from everything. So I went to Gran Canaria, met some friends out there, and it was really fun. Thanks for asking.
Well, I can't ask every time you go on holiday. Otherwise, that's all we'd ever talk about. It'd be a travel show.
Spill that tea.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
So we were in this dark room, and... Actually, it wasn't a dark room. It was a... What was it my friend called it? I think my friend called it a cruise bar.
Right.
Because apparently there's a distinction between a sex club or a cruise bar and a dark room.
Right.
So like a dark room is a room at the back of a bar or club, which is dark, where people have sex. A sex club, I think, is just a place you go into that has dark rooms. Or is it... Maybe it's a club with a dark room. And a cruise bar is like a bar where you can hook up. To me, they're all just a sex club, but apparently this is an important distinction. Right. So anyway, I was in this cruise bar, and a friend of a friend who was there, he was out of control, Dan. I couldn't stop laughing, but it was awful. I actually backed up from him because he was putting his finger in... he was putting his finger in men's assholes, and then coming up to me, and he was doing it to everyone. He was like, sniff my finger. It's just been up that guy.
And it's what, it smells of shit.
No, no. I mean, I didn't sniff it. I don't know. Why do you always have to go there? We've had this conversation. You make sure, if you're going to a cruise
bar,
would make sure that your bum was clean.
In which case, why does it matter if the guy's putting his finger?
It's a bit uncouth.
Why though, if it doesn't smell of shit? The point is, it does smell of shit.
No, it doesn't.
It's a high chance that it will smell of shit.
No, there is not a high chance that it will smell of that. Issue is personal boundaries and respect for other people's bumholes.
Yeah, that on that level, but in terms of going under your nose...
Yeah, again, my consent and respect
for me. But you just said it's totally clean.
Now, but it's still a bumhole. But
exactly,
But it doesn't smell of what you said. It's still not okay, is it?
It's not, but the reason it isn't okay is because of the orifice that it is and what's passing through it.
Lies. Liza Minnelli. You had a problem with touching a plastic penis at our live show because you felt like that was disrespectful. And you're telling me you think it's fine for someone to put their finger up a bumhole and stick that in your nose because the bumhole's, clean.
I was just playing devil's advocate with you.
Right.
Anyway, what's next then?
That's it. I was like, what are you doing?
That's
backed off. And then the next day we got an apology in the group chat.
Were these blokes enjoying having...
Well, I didn't ask them.
But he's putting them, literally down their pants and up their ass?
No, they were naked. They were already having sex with other people. So he was going through the dark room, sticking his finger up someone's bum and then coming back and being like, look what I've found.
Right, okay.
I mean, sorry, not look what I've found. That makes this sound like...
And
there
where
was
are
something.
You? You're all just standing around...
Oh, yeah, we were all standing at a table.
And
like,
you're just standing
drinks.
Around naked.
No, we weren't naked. Right. We were having drinks.
Right.
Sorry, I had to explain a cruise bar to you.
Well,
properly.
You do.
So there's a bar and people are stood around having drinks with clothes on, some without, and then... beyond that, there's also dark rooms where people are having sex. And there were also a couple of men having sex in front of the table where we were sat.
So you're just like sitting having a Guinness or whatever, and some bloke will just start spaffing over someone's face, and you'll, no one will bat an eye at it.
I think we'd be watching.
Right.
I think we'd probably have a look, yeah.
You wouldn't start spaffing one out?
No, I mean, I was with friends, and we're not that kind of friend, so right. No.
Okay.
We weren't spaffing one out, obviously.
It's not obvious at all.
I mean, it is obvious because...
Why is it obvious? Well, from what you've just said, there's people having sex with each other all around you.
That, I mean, other
that
people...
That feels entirely...
People, no, you're right.
People entirely were, in keeping with what's going on.
People were doing that, yeah. So, but I wasn't. Me and my friends were not doing that. Well, right. Some of us were, but not me. I didn't do that.
So some people were doing that.
I didn't get mine out and spaff off to people having sex.
But other people did.
I mean, yeah.
Right.
Of course they did. It's a sex.
Well, you say
it's
of course they did, but...
No, of course they... Yeah, I know, because it's awkward to talk about it, but yes, they would go off and do whatever they wanted to do.
Right.
And then you'd see them like 20 minutes later or whatever.
Right.
And there'd be like memos going around like, oh, this person's gone that way, so if you're going anywhere, don't go that way unless you want to see them.
There's memos going around.
I mean, not mem... You'd just be like, oh, where's thing? Oh, they're that way. Oh, okay.
I mean,
it's laughable too, because I'm sure everyone listening is aware of the world we're currently living in, that, you know, there's restrictions all over the place. You have to show your vaccine passport to get in,
right.
Negative lateral flows. Then the police come round at 1 a.m. and it's like, right, curfew, everyone go home. And it's like, why are you sending us home at 1 a.m? Like, have you seen what's been happening for the last 5 hours?
Because that has to be a cutoff at some point. I don't see what your point is.
We're in a pandemic.
You can't pull that one out of the bag. Everyone's smashing each other all around you and your mate's going off to have a wank. Or where is he? He's just spaffing one out. It'll be
right.
Back in 10 minutes.
Thanks.
You can't then say, oh, it's a pandemic.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
You've got to be careful.
Thanks for listening, babes. Do the admin and support Gay and Non-Gay. Visit gaynongay.com/donate.